Nasturtium shook herself and sat up straight.
My goodness, there I go again, singing silly songs that I know naught of. I am sorry.
Nay, Aspersham, don't apologize.
Formal patted her paw.
That were Marthen, ye warrior.
Abbess Vale stirred the fire with a twig. Sparks drifted upwards to dissolve in the night.
Thank the seasons for that. Now I can stop worrying over those two young ones. If Marthen says they're coming back, that's good enough for me. I'll post lookouts on the ramparts tomorrow, as soon as it's light.
High above Mossflower Woods, the moon shone down over Redwall, and the fire burnt to embers, as every beast about it dozed in drowsy contentment. The sun burned through to the shores of Salamandastron, dispelling the wreaths of sea mist to reveal the Gowsum Shrews standing side by side with the hares of the long patrol. All eyes were on the front entrance, and a hubbub arose as the boulder was rolled to one side, revealing Loambud, her head garlanded in a wreath of wild flowers. She was clothed in a magnificent robe of blue. She stepped aside, and silence fell as the procession emerged from the mountain. As honored guests from far Redwall, Samkin and Arula led the line, the young squirrel holding aloft the sword of Martin, the mole maid bearing a shrew paddle wound about with ivy. Behind them walked the shrew leaders, Logalog and Alfo, green cloaks about their shoulders, paws resting on sheathed rapiers. Then came Mara and Pickle, the badger maid in a decorated smock of rich autumn brown, carrying a large bouquet of late roses upon a lance tip. Pickle in light sandy yellow, bearing a hare longbow and a quiver of grey flighted arrows. Ashnin walked behind them, wearing a splendid cloak adorned with seashells. Earthwhite was flanked by Sapwood and Oxeye. They were the last to emerge. Now that Earthstripe lay at rest, clad in his best ceremonial armor, the great white badger was wearing his brother's old fighting armor. It had been retrieved from the shoreline where he fought his last great battle. The armor had been restored, rebeaten, and burnished at Earthstripe's forge by Earthwhite himself. He looked every inch the true warrior now, and it shone from his eyes and face, told in every movement of his giant limbs as he strode easily out in front of the assembly. The sun bounced and glimmered off snow-white fur and glittering metal as Oxeye presented him with his own huge oaken club, and Sapwood knelt and placed his head beneath Earthwhite's free paw.
This is my grandson.
Loambud's voice rang out majestically.
His grandsire was Earthclaw, his father Earthhound, and his brother Earthstripe the Strong. He stands before you this day, and for all the time until his seasons have run, ruler of the mountain, commander of the long patrols, warrior lord of Salamandastron. Salute, Earthwhite the Mighty.
Lances, bows, rapiers, and paddles went up like a sea of weaponry.
You
All creatures alike yelled the mountain war cry until the very rocks rang and the clear morning air was filled with a swelling sound. Salamandastron had a new badger lord.